Tanya for the 11th day of Shvat. It is in the beginning of Perek Chof Gimel, chapter 23. It's on Daf Chof Ches Omed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 94. Perek Chof Gimel. V'yemkol hanal yuvon, with all that we learned above, we will now understand the v'yevur heitev, and it will be well explained, the taste of his beer with additional explanation, Masha Omru B'Zeha, that which it says in the Zeha, the Reis of Akutcha B'Yichu Kulachad, that God and Torah are all one. That which we explained before, which the Alter Rebbe tells us about the oneness of God, the true oneness of God, meaning that there is nothing besides Him, and that He is alone after creation, as He is, as He was before creation, and that is because the Word of God with which the world is created is totally insignificant and totally bottle within God, because it remains always within. It doesn't come out. There is no place devoid of God, and therefore there's no place for the Word of God to be away from God. And so it is bottle within God, like a word that is not yet spoken in the human being, is bottled within the soul, within the emotions and the intellect from which the word derives. How then does Klipa come about? Klipa comes about because this godliness, this word of God, or God's will, is so concealed from the creation, from the created being, not from the creator, but from the created being, it is so concealed that even as it gives him life, and even as it gives him existence, the created being doesn't recognize and doesn't sense this godliness. And that's how we get Klipa, when the concealment is so great that the face of God is hidden completely, and even the external will, the Achazayim, is given only generally, but not specifically, with an interest in the Klipa that is receiving it. And even the little bit that the Klipa does receive, it corrupts and exiles the godliness within itself. The result is Klipa and unholiness. But even then, the truth of the Klipa itself is that it is completely bottle, that its existence is completely dependent on God's will that gives it life and existence, bringing it out of nothingness constantly in order for it to exist. Now we'll understand, Alter Rebbe says, what it means that God and Torah are one and the same. And in the Tikkunim, he takes it a step further. What does it mean that God and Torah are one, that the mitzvahs, the 248 positive mitzvahs of Torah, they are the 248 limbs of the king, of God, so to speak. With the Shaham mitzvahs hein pnimiyus ratzon ha'elyon v'cheftzei ha'amiti. Because having explained how Klipa comes into being, we now understand how mitzvahs are actually one with God. Klipa becomes separated from God in its perception because the will with which God creates them is not the internal will. Whereas with mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are God's internal will and God's true desire. And it is this will which God has for mitzvahs that is clothed within the worlds, the higher and the lower worlds, to give them all life, because all existence exists by virtue of the mitzvahs, as is known. V'nimtza. So the result is, the conclusion is, that the act of the mitzvah, the performance of the mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah is an internal garment to the internal will of God. Shemimai says, it is from this will of the mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah, nimshach evachayis rotzen ha'elyein, that the divine will and light and life is drawn down lehislabish be'ilameis, to be clothed into the world. All the worlds, even the higher worlds, receive their life through Teira. It is because God's will is in Teira. God wants Teira and mitzvahs. Because of those mitzvahs, God also creates the worlds and gives life to them. So the act of the mitzvah is actually the garment, the vessel into which God's inner will expresses itself. And that's why the mitzvahs are called the limbs of the king. Just as the limbs of a person's body, are the garments to his soul, and the limbs are completely bottled to the nefesh. The nefesh clothes itself in the body, in the limbs of the body. That's why the limbs of the body are its garment. And one of the properties of a garment is that it's completely bottled to its wearer. Where do we see in the limbs of the body that they are completely bottled to the nefesh? Immediately as a person wishes to move his hand and foot, take it from the yad. They, the hand and the foot, respond to the will immediately. Immediately means two things. First of all, that they don't have to be told. They respond directly to the will. It's not that a person wants to move his hand, and then he has to tell his hand to move. The will itself motivates the hand to move. So it's immediate in that there's no middle step necessary. Another reason that it is immediate is that it's belish shum shihiya klal, that there's no time interval. It doesn't take time. Because there is no need for a middle step, any middle step would mean a change in the condition of the hand and foot, and change takes time. Since there's no need for change, there's also no need for any time lapse. Ella kezega mamish kishaola birtzene. Immediately, as it arises in the person's will, the body responds. The same is true also with the energy of the act of the mitzvah and the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Till now we were talking about the act itself. Now we're talking about the chayus of the act. It too, this energy behind the act of the mitzvah, is completely bottled to God's will, and that it, which is clothed within it, v'nasalei mamish kiguf l'neshama, and this energy also becomes like the body to the soul. The energy of the mitzvah is to God like the body is to the soul. V'chein halavush hachitzin shel nefesh ha'olikis. Another thing is that the external garment of the godly soul. In the person who is doing the mitzvah, what is this external garment of the godly soul? This garment of the godly soul, the garment of action, whom islabish b'chayu shel ma'isa hamitzvah v'nasa gam kein kiguf l'neshama l'ratzon elyon. This garment of the soul, which is clothed in the act of the mitzvah, becomes also like a body to the soul in its relationship to God. Ubotel elav legamre, and it is completely bottled to God. The alkein gam eve guf ha'adam hamikaymin hamitzvah. The result is because the act of the mitzvah, which is purely godly, the mitzvah itself, is certainly bottal to God and is like a limb to God, also the chayus of the act, that too is bottal and like a limb is bottal to the soul. It is bottal to God. And then the third thing is that the keyach hamaisa of the neshama, the neshama's garment of action, is also bottal to God, like the goof is to the neshama in the act of the mitzvah. The result is a fourth thing, and that is that the limbs of the person's body, hamiktaimen hamitzvah, which is performing the mitzvah, the hand that is giving the tzedakah, for example, shekeyachu b'chinas ha-maisa shol nefesh holikis melubish bahen b'shas maisa v'kiyam ha-mitzvah, the limb in which the godly soul's garment of action is clothed in that particular limb in the act of the mitzvah, so those limbs heim nasu merkova mamish l'rotzen ha-elyon, they become literally a vehicle for godliness, for God's will. Only here, it doesn't say that they become like the body to the soul, because the devotion of the body to the soul is a much deeper one, the bitl is a much greater one than that of Merkava. So the body that does the mitzvah, the hand that gives the tzedakah, kegain, as the Rebbe says, is, for example, hayad hamachalekes tzedakah la'aniyim, ha'esa mitzvah acheres, the hand that gives tzedakah, or to the poor, or does some other mitzvah, v'raglayim hamahalches l'dvar mitzvah, or the feet that go to do the mitzvah, v'chein hapev loshen shemedabim divrei teira, or the mouth and the tongue which speak words of teira, v'hameyach shemahareh b'divrei teira v'yir ha-shemayim, u'gdulas Hashem baruch hu, or the mind that thinks words of teira and of yir ha-shemayim and of the greatness of God. All these body parts are like vehicles to godliness. But a vehicle is not as responsive and therefore not as bottal to its rider as the limbs of the body are devoted and responsive to the soul. So when it comes to the body of the person doing the mitzvah, here the bittul is not as great as the act of the mitzvah itself, as the chayis of the mitzvah, as the garment of the soul, which is action within the mitzvah. Zehu shomer rizal ha'oveis hein hein ha-merkovo. And this is what the sages meant when they said that the patriarchs were the merkovo, they were the vehicle of godliness. And what they were describing by that was shekol levezehem kulam, that all their limbs, were holy and removed from all worldly affairs, and they were a chariot and a vehicle only to God's will all their life. So two things. First of all their limbs were a vehicle for godliness, and they were a vehicle for godliness constantly all their life. Whereas by us, by lesser people, not every part of the body is a vehicle for godliness, and even the part that is, isn't always. There are times in the act of the mitzvah, when we're doing the mitzvah, in that act, the body or the body part becomes a vehicle, a chariot for godliness. But with the patriarchs, their bittul was so great that it affected even their body and the parts of their body, that all of them, and at all times, not only during the act of a mitzvah, they were completely and exclusively devoted and bottled to God's will. In the Hayyim Yim, for the 11th day of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that the routine of the day begins with saying Meida Ani. I acknowledge before you, living and eternal King, etc. And this is said in the morning before even washing the hands, even while the hands are still tummy. The reason is that all the impurities, all the unholiness in the world cannot affect, cannot damage a Jew's animamin. He might lack one detail in his Yiddishkeit or another, but his animamin remains always intact.